Hey friends, there are two graces you need in order to live according to God's purpose for your life. And it's good to know what these graces are so that we can respond to them and grow in them. And the good news is God wants to bless us. He's generous. Now, before we get to these two graces, at the end of this video, I've linked to another video that goes deeper into one of these two graces. I think it's a great complement to today's message. And today's message is unique because it is a segment of a talk that was recorded live. In fact, it is the last talk I gave here in Canada before COVID-19 hit. Hope you're blessed by the message.
There's two types of grace. Number one type of grace is called sanctifying grace. The other is actual grace. Everyone say sanctifying.
Sanctifying.
Now this is an important word, sanctifying grace. That's the kind of grace that makes us holy. In other words, it's the kind of grace that makes somebody a saint. The way that you can remember it, S, sanctifying, S, saint. That's how I remember it. The other kind of grace is called actual grace. Say actual.
Actual.
Actual grace, the way that you can remember it, is this. It helps us act like a saint. So sanctifying grace can make us holy, can make us into a saint. Actual grace helps us act like a saint. Now, here's an example. Example of actual grace would be you're sitting here at the conference and you have this little movement within your heart that tells you, okay, I think I should go to the sacrament of reconciliation because it's been a while. So you just feel this little nudge. That is the very grace of God working upon your soul, pushing you to go to Jesus in the sacrament of reconciliation. Or if you're sitting at home and you just feel like, oh, I think I should pray today. That thought, that movement, that idea that comes to you comes from actual grace. That's God's life, His movement upon you. It's different than sanctifying grace. Sanctifying grace is really, both are incredible and both are miracles, but this is what sanctifying grace is. It's a sharing of the very life of God. So it's not Him acting upon the soul like actual grace, sanctifying grace. We become partakers of God's divine nature. I'll make this a little bit more tangible here. We have a microphone right here. Now this microphone, its nature, it's set. It makes some sounds, right? You speak into it. Now what if this microphone all of a sudden in my hand just bloomed like a flower? Well, we say, well, that's pretty amazing. That's in fact supernatural. And in fact, that would be supernatural because the blooming of the microphone would exceed the power and the nature of the microphone. Its nature isn't to bloom. Another example would be, let's say, a bunch of flowers showed up here at the conference. And they came in and they started dancing to all the music that we're doing. Well, we would say that would be supernatural because flowers don't dance. They bloom. That's consistent with their nature. So a dancing flower, that'd be pretty incredible. That ability would exceed its power and its nature. So we would say that's supernatural. Imagine two cows in the field. One cow turns to the other cow and says, hey, how's it going? The other cow says, hey, look, a talking cow. That would be supernatural because cows don't talk. What do they do? Moo. That's what a cow does. So if you ever see a talking cow, you're like, wow, that's incredible. That's supernatural because that ability would exceed the natural ability of a cow. Now, if a microphone doesn't bloom, flowers don't dance, cows don't talk, but this is the thing. By God's sanctifying grace, something even more incredible happens. Now, what is the effect? We don't bloom? No, but this is what happens. By God's grace, we can do something that we cannot do by our own nature. And this is very important. Grace touches our will and our intellect. And so when God touches our intellect, we get the ability to know God. This is impossible on our own nature and by our own effort. We can come to know that God exists by reason alone, but we cannot know God personally without grace. Now, why is that important? Very important. Because Jesus says, when He's praying for His disciples, He says this in John 17:3, and this is eternal life, Now, if there isn't a question that you want to answer, it would be this. And Jesus is praying. His apostles are off to the side. They overhear him praying for them. And he says, this is eternal life. And I'm Peter off to the side. I'm thinking, okay, what is eternal life? Because I want it. How many people want eternal life? How many people misunderstood the question? We should all want eternal life. And so this is eternal life. Now, what is it? I want to know the answer. Jesus gives us the answer. This is it. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So Jesus is saying, this is eternal life, that you would know God. Everyone say no. This is connected to eternal life, and we cannot know God by our own nature. This only happens by supernatural move of God, His favor, His undeserved free gift to us.
The Catechism puts it this way: sanctifying grace is a habitual gift, a stable and supernatural disposition that perfects the soul itself to enable it to live with God, to act by His love. It is distinguished from actual graces, which refer to God's interventions, whether at the beginning of conversion or in the course of the work of sanctification. Now, to learn a little bit more about the miracle of sanctifying grace, I've provided a video here at the end. Please click on it. And hey, did I tell you? I'm so glad you watched today. Thank you for showing up. I appreciate it. And we'll see you next Wednesday. God bless you.